Hello and welcome to a SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Barney Beal, news director with the site. SAP Sapphire Conference and the America's SAP User Group Conference are coming next week. SearchSAP.com took the opportunity to sit down with Steve Strout, ASUG's first full-time president, to catch up on his progress and how SAP users can prepare for the conference, whether they're attending or not. All right, Steve, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Maybe you could start out by explaining a little bit the history and the relationship between ASUG and Sapphire.
Certainly. ASUG's been around for a long time and had an annual conference, and Sapphire's always been an SAP event. And about 3 years ago, it was decided to kind of co-locate these two events together, and subsequently it has continued to grow and actually the benefits are phenomenal to those attendees. You get both the benefits of both worlds, both the ASUG stuff, which is predominantly customer-led experiences, and the experiential education and training and best practices and you know, trying to learn what it is that people liked and didn't like about what they've been doing, and as well as the Sapphire side, which has predominantly been things like where the technology's going, where the future is, and a lot of really good leaders associated with their software products all coming together into one roof. So it's been a big event for the last couple of years. Last year, I think we had close to 15,000 people, and I think we're expecting something very similar to that this year.
Great. And people have generally been able to kind of get the most out of each?
Absolutely. It is a one ticket price for everything, so the benefits associated with that are you never know until you get there sometimes what it is that's going to pique your interest, and you get to go and follow that throughout the 2.5 days.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, kind of looking ahead to this year's conference, what do you see some of the hot topics will be, and what have you seen just in terms of sessions people are pre-registering for?
There's a lot of really good stuff. Some of the major topics that we're starting to see a lot of registration around has been the enterprise SOA, that topic, and understanding what it is and how it really benefits, et cetera, has been picking up quite a bit in the last couple, 3 weeks. We've seen a lot of registrations in there. I think it's going to be an interesting topic, a lot of really good stories there to be told, and how to drive value into an organization utilizing service-oriented architectures. I think people are now really starting to understand what the game-changing activity of that is, and having a framework and an architecture for your entire business process platform makes a huge difference. I think there's a couple of other major topics. I think business objects is kind of an interesting one. You know, this is the first year that SAP has owned them by the time we've come to annual conference in Sapphire. So I think there's a lot of interest there, trying to understand what, if you've had BW or BI, what that roadmap looks like. Last year it was Outlook Soft and Pilot, and how did that play into it? And this year, adding the business objects acquisition to it and the Crystal Reports tools, et cetera, what does that really mean, and how does that come to play? And so I think there's a lot of conversations that are going to happen around that. And then probably the last, from a session perspective, is the upgrades and understanding what people have done with upgrades. How easy has it been? How difficult has it been? What have been the aha moments associated with it? So we've got a lot of people that have gone through upgrades this past year and seen some real big benefits as well as challenges. So learning from those is always a good thing.
Sure, yeah, that's always top of mind for SAP professionals. So for somebody that's going to be attending next week, do you have any sort of advice for how they should prepare when it comes to either which sessions they should attend, which networking opportunities they should take advantage of? I mean, what do you tell people that are coming in?
Yeah, there's just so much. It depends on individually. I mean, there are a couple of things that I would start with, and it's really starts on Sunday night and understanding in the evening where it is you want to participate. And Sunday night is the networking reception and trying to find people that are of similar interests. And we try to put people together in the geographic range. And so in this particular year, we're doing regionals based on geography and getting people to come to the event and eat and drink and be merry based on that. But also at the same time, trying to understand where people are wanting to find their topic of interest. We have an agenda builder that's online and helps kind of build out what it is that you're interested in. At what level are you as far as knowledge of the product or of that particular part of either the technology or the business, and help kind of make suggestions along the way. So that's kind of how we started it. This is our first year of really having something like that. We'll make improvements as the years go on, but that's kind of the first start. The other piece, I think, would be to understand, people in the industry. If you've joined a special interest group around a particular topic, get on the discussion forums and take a look at what people are talking about and where they see things happening and where the topics are that are important to others as well. Because sometimes it's interesting to go where you want to go, but sometimes it's just as interesting to figure out why is everybody else talking about something else and kind of pique your interest.
Sure. Well, and I guess that sort of leads me to my next question is, what about people that may not be able to attend this year? I mean, where can they access some of this sort of information on their own?
Certainly ASIG.com has some of it. We don't put up all of the presentations, et cetera. We are thinking about doing that later in the summer, and kind of undecided yet. We'll actually have a conversation with the board of directors while we're in Orlando this year to see if there's a way that we can equitably do this. I mean, a lot of people pay a lot of good money to go to this event, and part of the event is the networking, but part of it is a large part of it is the education one gets from being able to ask the questions and hear the answers and then make that contact so to talk to that person later as well. So and I get that, and not everybody can go. And while I wish they would, and I wish we could benefit everybody, trying to figure out a good way to make that content available all year long is one of the things that we're looking at.
Tell me a little bit about, are there regional user group meetings that people can attend alternatively?
Chapter meetings are a big thing. We've had some great chapter meetings. We have 39 chapters across North America, and some are much more active than others, but almost all of them do at least 3 meetings a year. I was recently in one in Texas, in Dallas, where we had over 400 people show up, and a lot of really good breakout sessions and keynote speakers. The CIO from Pilgrim's Pride got up there and talked about his upgrade and what he had to do to make it happen, where he built his business case, and where he was able to prove it after the upgrade was done and be able to point back to it and say, see, this is what I told you, this is what happened, here's how we made back our money, et cetera. And so being able to have access to those people is an important thing. Again, ASUG.com has the discussion forums. There's a lot of, we average between 35,000 and 50,000 people on there in any given month. And so there's a lot of really good, smart people that are in there having conversations on a regular basis. It's a great place to go and get information.
All right. Well, now, Steve, you've been the president of ASUG since September, is that right?
End of August, yep.
End of August. So tell us a little bit about your background and how your presidency's gone so far, kind of what's surprised you, what's pleased you.
Well, I started in this world of SAP a number of years ago, and back in 2002 started an implementation at a media company based in Augusta, Georgia, and we put in a single instance for our North American-based part of the business, and spent a lot of time being the program chair and the influence chair for the media special interest group, or SIG, and eventually got asked to be on the board of directors. I also was on the CIO-CTO executive exchange, you know, since its inception back in 2003. So I've been around this ASUG for a number of years, and as coming aboard as CEO back in August 20th, it was an eventful day for me. It's been great. I mean, I was the first employee of the organization. It has been outsourced to an association management company called Smith Buckland. And coming aboard has been interesting in the respect that I got to see how the organization was run from this side of the fence. And when you think of a member-driven organization, it is the member that is the key component. And at the same time, you know, we're a $17 million a year business. So we actually have to do things in a very business-like manner. And we have fiduciary responsibilities and making sure that we're taking care of the money in the right way. And I've been very pleasantly surprised at the reception of the membership. You know, most everybody has just been very, very welcoming. And we've made some progress. We've made some changes. I brought in a management team that started all of them came together at the end of December, first week of January. And so for the last 4 months, we've been plowing ahead and building out a new redesigned ASUG.com. We'll be announcing and showing a new branding and logo at the annual conference. And so, you know, things are starting to really change. And it's not a change just because we thought something was broken. Rather, it's changing in anticipation of the continued growth that the organization can has already had and continues to have as SAP continues their march towards 100,000 companies globally by 2010.
Yeah, well, speaking of that growth, can you tell us a little bit about how you're involving new user groups, particularly all the business objects people that are now in the fold?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting. We're in conversations with the folks within business objects and SAP, as well as some of their users, and making sure that you know, we try to be the user group for all of the SAP customers. There are already a number of business objects, regional user groups, and we're having a conversation with them later in the month of May to potentially see how we can help them and potentially give them some technologies and you know, help them out and integrate them where they want to be integrated, keeping them separate where they want to keep them separate. You know, that business objects environment is a independent company, so you know, we don't want to step on any toes over there.
Sure, and you mentioned SAP's march towards 100,000 customers. Can you talk a little bit about how ASUG is adapting to all these customers that really are going to come from the mid-market? What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's meant a much larger reliance on technology and being able to very reasonably share content and data and information and knowledge and connections between people and be able to do it in a cost-efficient way. I mean, huge, large corporations seem to have the wherewithal financially to be able to send people to a lot of conferences and have conversations. Mid-sized companies typically don't have that same philosophy in some cases. So we already have a huge percentage of our membership, ASUG membership, under the $500 million mark. I mean, it's actually a very large percentage of our membership. But we're trying to continue to create new tools and create new ways for people to be connected and share information and be part of the ecosystem on a regular basis. So we'll continue to spend money and invest in technologies and utilizing new tools.
Okay, great. That's about all I had. Any sort of parting words of advice as we get ready to ship off?
No, just enjoy yourself. I mean, I think it's going to be a really great time. You know, it is the transition of Henning Congregman to bringing in Leo to be a co-CEO. So it's going to be an interesting year, and I think this is going to be really good kickoff. And you know, Greg Tom coming into his role as the CEO of the Americas SAP, and Bill McDermott taking even a bigger role within SAP globally and being on their board, I think it's just going to continue to make this organization a lot of fun to work with. And ASUG, as a member community, is always interesting and fun. So I hope you guys enjoy yourselves while you're there.
All right. Well, thanks very much, and I guess we'll see you in Orlando.
Thanks. See you there.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks to Steve for taking some time with us, and a reminder that the SearchSAP.com editorial team will be out in force at Sapphire next week, so be sure to look out for all the announcements and trends in our special report. Until then, I'm Barney Beal. Thanks.